Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots of time to answer your questions. And yes, we are live this Labor Day weekend. Summer is nearing a close, but it's beautiful weather across much of the United States. I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend, and hopefully you're doing some things healthy on your own behalf, making some healthy gastronomical fare, possibly doing a little more exercise, chilling, relaxing, recreating. And part of your health formula this holiday weekend is an hour or two of Intelligent Medicine, because we've got lots to share with you. And you can also participate by calling us. 888-302-3684 is our number, 888-302-3684. And as a special incentive to get people to call this weekend, we are going to do a giveaway, not just one, not two, but three free gifts to our first callers. We're going to give you what amounts to a $24 value, the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers, convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value, and that'll go to callers 1, 2, and 3 this weekend. So start dialing 888-302-3684. And among the stories that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the amazing vomiting machine. Scientists have actually constructed a vomiting machine to study the effects of vomiting on cruise ships. You'll find out why in just a few moments. Also, we're going to cover one of our, what apparently is one of the favorite themes on this program, people calling up saying, I'm going to have this or that or the other surgery. What supplements should I avoid and what supplements should I take? Supplements for surgery will be one of our topics in this hour. We've got a full 2 hours for many of you listeners across the country. So lots of time to put in your phone calls. 888-302-3684. And here's a story that's apropos for this Labor Day weekend, because a lot of people are gathering around the Barbie. They're preparing grilled foods. And this story comes to us via Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports, the largest consumer testing bureau in the country. And this time, as part of their Labor Day holiday theme, with Labor Day barbecues around the corner, Consumer Reports tested 458 pounds of ground beef from across the nation. And what they found was, frankly, kind of unappetizing. They found that more than 80% contained at least two types of dangerous bacteria. And what was interesting about that, you know, we often talk about grass-fed or organic or range-fed animal products. And it turns out that beef that was produced conventionally on feedlots with antibiotics had twice as many superbugs as beef that was sustainably produced. And so here's what they discovered. 18% of the beef samples from conventionally raised cows contain dangerous superbugs resistant to three or more classes of antibiotics used to treat illnesses in humans, compared to just 9% of beef from samples that were sustainably produced. So, I mean, look, you're not 100% exempt from danger, but you considerably reduce the risk of danger when you use grass-fed or sustainably produced or antibiotic-free meat products. here's an amazing statistic. How many cases of food poisoning occur annually each year, do you think? 10 million, 20 million? Turns out 48 million people had episodes of food poisoning. And that may be just the tip of the iceberg, because a lot of people, they get sick and they just don't report it, right? So unreported episodes, probably, the majority of people have an episode of food poisoning or two every year. And this, you know, it's consequential, because food poisoning not only causes you temporary distress, but it can also set the stage for lifelong irritable bowel syndrome. This is actually a known phenomenon, is that once people have a bout of food poisoning, it does something. It damages the intestinal lining. It interferes with the balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract. Sometimes it necessitates the use of antibiotics, which further disrupt the flora or the microbiome that is so crucial to digestive health. And so food poisoning, you know, pretty consequential. And this weekend, you know, I'm doing a lot of grilling. And there's a pregnant lady in our entourage this weekend. And we're being extra special careful when it comes to chicken products and beef products. The beef, of course, is sustainable, but we're not taking any chances. We're really cooking the beef very thoroughly, you know, beyond the point where it's rare, particularly hamburger, which is especially prone to carriage of bacteria. Chicken, you know, I'm actually not just throwing the chicken on the grill and hoping that the outside could be all burnt up, but the inside could be relatively rare, and that's not good. So I'm actually pre-cooking the chicken before I throw it on the grill for a few minutes to get a nice barbecue flavor. Compounding the issue, they say Americans often prefer their beef on the rare side, and the grinding process used to produce ground beef can distribute bacteria throughout the meat. So if it's not cooked thoroughly to the center, the potential for getting sick increases. You know, less so with non-ground beef, because, you know, maybe it's, you know, a little rare on the inside. Okay, well, it's hard for the bacteria on the outside to penetrate to the inside. But if it's hamburger, it's all permeated potentially with harmful bacteria. The samples were tested for five common types of bacteria associated with beef. E. coli, including the deadly E. coli 0157, which can be fatal, which can cause septic shock and kidney failure. Also, other unappetizing strains like Enterococcus, Salmonella, and Staph aureus. Such good news when it comes to beef. You could somewhat minimize your risk through proper cooking techniques. Also, make sure those cutting boards are clean, because, you know, you prepare the hamburger, you know, shape them nicely on the cutting board, and then maybe chop your salad on the cutting board afterwards. Not a good idea, because that's one of the ways you can introduce harmful bacteria into your food supply. 888-302-3684. And we're waiting for winners of our Cedarside giveaway. We encourage you to call, because you'll get a Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray for one of our first three callers. This is interesting, because, you know, speaking of icky things and getting sick, one of the ways that you can easily get sick is if you go on a cruise, because there have been terrible outbreaks of diarrhea and vomiting and severe gastrointestinal problems on cruise ships. So much so that this is a big problem for the cruise industry, because it's putting a dent in the popularity of cruising. You know, I think cruising's great, but hey, I don't want to get on a ship with 1,500 people and then be in the midst of an outbreak where hundreds and hundreds of people are throwing up and looking green and clogging up the toilets. So scientists are busily working to shore up the ailing cruise industry. Oh, that's an inadvertent pun. Shore up the ailing cruise industry, or perhaps keep it afloat, or if you prefer, to keep it from floundering. And we'll tell you how they're going about that in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 to get in on the action. We're in the doctor's office. We're live. this Labor Day weekend. I hope you're enjoying your holiday.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we have our first winner of the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack giveaway, who is Fred from Holman, Wisconsin. Hey, Fred, congratulations. After you pose your question, stay in the line and give Al, our producer, your name and address, and we'll send you that sample pack. You're listening to us from Wisconsin on, is it WHBY or WIZM? Fred,
correct.
Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. Good. So what's your question?
Well, me and my wife take AdvoCare vitamins, and I'm just wondering what your thought on those are.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have seen advertisements on TV for AdvoCare, and it shows these people doing these awesome workouts. Like amazing stuff, you know, like incredible feats of, push-ups and running and jumping around. And I thought originally that it was some kind of CrossFit program, an exercise program. But there is no exercise program. It's basically supplements that you take, right?
Correct.
So how are you doing with those?
I have my left leg. I have an issue with my left leg. And when I take those vitamins and the supplements, it makes my leg feel 100% better. And my wife takes the vitamins, and there's like a nighttime recovery that helps you sleep and feel better in the morning. She takes those, and it just makes her feel better in the morning.
Good. You know, I have absolutely no take on this because I'm unfamiliar with it. I'm just looking up the website, and they offer different products. They've got a meal replacement shake. They've got something called metabolic nutrition system. You know, I'm not endorsing this. I'm just telling you what they have. Then they have this thing called AdvoCare Spark, which I guess gets you revved up. Catalyst Thermo Plus, which is a fat burner of some kind. I don't know what's in it. Carb Ease, which I guess some kind of carb blocker. Blah blah blah. You know, for weight loss. And then they have, but they do have a workout component. They've got a virtual coach, and they've got a DVD set, which includes workouts, so that you can. Start burning fat and getting fit. So, you know, I'm all for anything that encourages exercise. I have no idea what's in these supplements. I, you know, can't comment pro or con on the merits or demerits of AdvoCare, but from your personal testimonial, you feel good, right?
Correct.
Okay. What are you taking, like, the full boat of the supplement program from AdvoCare, or are you taking some specific things?
We don't take everything. We take, we have Spark in the morning, and then we have, some of the Torplex, and there's a joint supplement and a calcium supplement that we take. Mm-hmm. And we're both over 50.
Okay. So it's not just for, like, you know, millennials, or, because the people that they show in these commercials, they're pretty buff, young, fit individuals, like really slamming it in terms of their workouts. And, you know, you're doing your moderate workout and you're, you know, post 50, and it seems to work for you. So, you know, I can't comment on it because I don't know what's in it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Just thought I'd call and see what you thought.
Carrie, I mean, look, I got to say, you know, well marketed. I mean, I got to say, the commercials are appealing. The website looks good. I can't comment any further on that. So stay on the line. And, Fred, give your information to Al, our producer, so that you can get that, that premium. Thanks for your call. All right, so what's up with this? The cruise industry in trouble because of norovirus. That's a terrible contagious virus. And so scientists are trying to figure out what's going on. They swab down all the surfaces in these ships. They make sure that people are really cautious, washing their hands. They get the crew, you know, tested all the time, and the crew is, like, you know, held to very high standards of hygiene. But still, people keep coming down with the norovirus, so what in the heck is going on? Scientists at North Carolina State University and Wake Forest University have created a vomiting machine. Blah, blah, blah. It just keeps puking. It's actually a mechanical device that replicates the effects of human vomiting. I mean, it's better than getting a bunch of vomiting humans into a test laboratory. This device mechanically replicates the aerosolizing effect of gut bacteria. When you throw up, you actually project a lot of bacteria into the air. Some of it is transmissible to folks who are adjacent to you. And that, they now believe, may be one of the mechanisms by which norovirus seems to spread so tenaciously in cruise ships, because they found that it can be airborne. That's pretty crazy. So very, very interesting research underway to try and figure out how to curtail these terrible epidemics. Seasickness, another problem for the cruise industry. An innovative new device could end seasickness within 5 to 10 years. It's not a pill. Pills make you drowsy and sometimes confused, and, you know, then you won't enjoy your cruise. You won't have seasickness, but you'll feel all gorked out. The misery of motion sickness could be ended within 5 to 10 years thanks to a new treatment being developed by scientists. It's a helmet that applies electrodes to the brain and stimulates the brain for around 10 minutes at a time. Following the treatment, research volunteers were less likely to feel nauseous, and they recovered more quickly from motion challenges. They were put into kind of a roller coaster situation, and they weren't sick and nauseous. Pretty cool stuff, 5 to 10 years away. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684. We still got that offer. Two more sample packs of Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray. That's a $24 value to callers 2 and 3 this hour and next. If it takes until next hour, we're determined to give away three sample packs. 888-302-3684. This morning, I took my usual, kind of a tradition. I take a run usually before I do Intelligent Medicine. It, you know, it kind of clears my head and, you know, gets me relaxed. And according to a study that I'll share with you in a few minutes, there are distinct benefits to running, not just the what's called the runner's high, the endorphin rush, but there's another mechanism by which running seems to beneficially affect your brain. So my exercise exploits have really gone through the roof this year, and I attribute it in large part to my use of Superbeats. Superbeats, a product I've been telling you about, it's a product that supports healthy levels of nitric oxide in the body. Now you have an alternative to Superbeats, which is a powder that you dissolve in water. You can also take pleasant-tasting lozenges called Neo 40. And this morning I took my Superbeats, I put on my running shoes, and just took off because, well, temperatures were a little cooler and the humidity was down, and I had a great run. So you, too, can get the benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. And now there's a great-tasting black cherry flavor for Super Beets. The old original flavor wasn't bad, but if taste was holding you back, now's the time to give the new black cherry flavor of Super Beets a try. Join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, you're going to get a 30-day supply of Super Beets for free. Plus, you get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips so you can gauge your nitric oxide capacity, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they're tested, patented, and they work. I can attest to it. Plus, now Super Beets comes in black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com. Frank, in Waterside, New Jersey, you are the second recipient. I'm sorry, in Mountainside, New Jersey. I think there is a Waterside, New Jersey, but this is Mountainside, New Jersey. You're going to get that Cedarside sample pack, so congratulations.
This is terrific. Not only to speak to Dr. Hoffman on a holiday weekend, but the Cedarside as well. Can't ask for much more.
I mean, just to talk to any doctor on a holiday weekend, that's a big deal.
True right? enough. Right. Okay, here's the question in a nutshell. A person on daily Plavix and baby aspirin for blood thinning has had a heart attack and has a couple of stents installed, etc. Is there any contraindication with taking MK7 daily where, you know, I'm confused as to whether nattokinase and vitamin K are thinners or thickeners?
Okay, so let's go through that. Vitamin K is specifically an antagonist to Coumadin, which is the leading blood thinner that's used for a variety of circumstances. People who've had blood clots, people who have atrial fibrillation are often on Coumadin. And so MK7 might be something you should avoid because it can actually cause your blood to thicken, but only if you're on Coumadin. And this is going to be a point of confusion with a lot of conventional doctors because they studied vitamin K in medical school, and they know that K stands for coagulation in German. That's why they Germans discovered vitamin K. So they, you know, in German, like America, spelled with a K, right, instead of a C. Vitamin K actually promotes blood clotting or coagulation. Without vitamin K, you would bleed out. You'd have, you know, total body hemorrhaging. So it actually promotes blood clotting, but it only promotes blood clotting to the point where you get normal blood clotting. It doesn't thicken your blood to the point where it encourages strokes or heart attacks or blood clots elsewhere in the body, unless you're taking Coumadin, where it's going to reverse the Coumadin effect. So, therefore, it is okay to take vitamin K when, hey, that's a pun, it's okay to take K, when you're taking aspirin or when you're taking Plavix, because their mechanism is not the Coumadin mechanism for thinning the blood. Now, this may, it's confusing and counterintuitive and a little scary, I think, for doctors and educated lay people, because they know that, that vitamin K has something to do with coagulation, so they want to stay the heck away from it. But there's a good reason for using vitamin K if you have heart disease. And people who take Plavix and aspirin, they almost certainly have heart disease or cerebrovascular disease. That's because it protects the arteries. It actually helps to keep calcium out of the arteries, and it redirects calcium to the bones where it should be appropriately. It's kind of like, you know, metaphorically, it's kind of like a crossing guard for calcium, keeping it away from places where it shouldn't be and sending it to places where it should be. So that's a useful nutrient to take. It's a safe nutrient to take. When it comes to natokinase is a bit of a clot buster, but it's not really a significant blood thinner. It prevents clots from forming, and it also helps to some degree to dissolve clots. A form of kinase is actually used in stroke patients. That's why they say, time is brain. When you have a stroke, they want you to get to the hospital really quickly so you can get intravenous kinase to break up the clot that's in your brain so that the blood can recirculate to your brain and, you know, save your brain tissue. Oral natokinase has sort of a light version of the intravenous stuff that helps to prevent dangerous blood clots. So, again, natokinase, in my opinion, not something to avoid if you're taking a blood thinner. Similarly, vitamin K. But if you're taking Coumadin, no. Please don't take extra vitamin K.
Okay.
Can
so
you take
either,
dietary? Go ahead. Go ahead. What's the question?
So either K1 or K2 are both forms of, I won't say
vitamin
clotters,
K.
But they're not thinners.
Right, exactly. So okay. They're certainly not thinners, but they aren't clotters either. They optimize normal blood clotting. Okay, so vitamin K1 you can find in fruits and vegetables. And vitamin K2, interestingly, gets made to some extent in your intestinal tract. If you take too many antibiotics, sometimes you can interfere with your internal production of vitamin K. You can also get it from external sources like aged cheese or something called natto. That's why natokinase beneficial. It's got some vitamin K in it, but other things as well. Natto is a fermented Japanese food that most Americans find unpalatable because it's kind of stinky. It's an acquired taste, but it's a healthy food. And you can also get vitamin K in the form of supplements, but it's the K2 that does more for circulation. K1 may play a role in, you know, certainly in clotting, but also in cancer prevention. So, you know, K is a, you know, one of those important, less acknowledged vitamins that plays a variety of important roles, not just in blood clotting. So good question, Frank.
Thank you for clearing that up. The cardio didn't know, you know, really ask him that question, and he gives you a blank stare. So I knew you would be able to straighten it out for me.
Yeah.
And
sure. And that's, I mean, again, you know, God bless conventional frontline physicians. They got so much to know and so much to memorize, and the information just barrages them all the time. But this is one of the reasons why, and I don't disparage my conventional colleagues, it's just that they don't specialize in nutrition. And I'm, you know, 24/7 reading articles on nutrition, following, you know, medical journals, learning about, you know, how controversies are developing and being resolved in the field of nutrition. And I think it takes a specialist sometimes to sort this all out. And this is actually why sometimes, you know, I got to say, one of my pet peeves is when conventional health practitioners have negative things to say about supplements, but not coming from a place of knowledge, coming from a place of prejudice or suspicion or, you know, downright disdain. And instead of informing themselves about the facts, yeah, there are things to be concerned about, but to paint the supplement industry and the use of supplements with a broad brushstroke and say that's all junk or that's dangerous, don't go near that, you know, you'll get in trouble, that's a position of ignorance. You know, just as there are specialists in pulmonary and nephrology and endocrinology, and you need those specialists, there are specialists like me in the field of nutrition who devote our entire careers to the study of these very issues and hopefully can shed light on them for consumers. All right, thank you for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. When we return, we'll, you know, speaking of bleeding, you know, big concern when you undertake surgery, what are some of the supplements that you should avoid Often you're told to not take anything. That's dead wrong. But are there some things that you need to avoid? We'll tackle that subject in just a moment on Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3664. As we continue to take calls, let's talk to Teresa in Connecticut. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want to ask you a quick question. I ordered this Neo 40.
Right. From Superbeets. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I just received it. And I forgot to ask you first. I have I have the diagnosis here from 3 years ago, moderate aortic valve stenosis with mitral annular calcification.
So you got valvular disease, you got heart valve problems.
Regurgitation. Right. I'm taking carvedilol for that for 3 years.
Right. Okay.
Does that impede me to take that or not?
So here's the deal. You know, it's hard to give medical advice, over the phone in relationship to a supplement. But I got to say that anything that boosts your nitric oxide is unlikely to have any impact on any kind of medication you're taking. And in fact, carvedilol, is designed to take a little bit some of the pressure off those leaky valves or stenosed valves. I don't know which you have. It actually should help. It actually should help promote circulation. And, these supplements are not designed to treat any particular disease, aortic stenosis or, mitral valve regurgitation or anything like that. They're just designed to support healthy circulation. And, what could be wrong with that? I mean, the only theoretical thing that I could see might occur is if you take a nitrate and then you take, a lot of, 10 Neo 40s, you might get such a nitric oxide boost that it would enhance the effect of, say, a Viagra, Cialis. That could be to the good. You could get hamburger helper for your erectile dysfunction medication. If just a small percentage of people with heart problems are taking nitrates, and these medications like nitroglycerin may be enhanced by taking something like Neo 40 or Super Beets, but probably, not any more than having a plate of beets or having some beet juice along with your medication, which is not a problem. So the answer is it's okay. And, that's why these products are generally safe and they're available on the marketplace and very unlikely to have any kind of negative interaction with any medication you're taking.
I appreciate your
Sure. Thanks for calling. Enjoy the product, and thanks for supporting our sponsors, because that's an important part of what keeps us on the air, is when when our sponsors advertise with us and we get the word out, and then the products get on a roll, and this is a good way, I think, for product manufacturers to credibly promote their products on a program like this, where we're very careful about which products we accept and which products we, we say, no, thank you. This is not a product we can get behind because the science isn't there, or, we're concerned about the claims. Super Beats Neo 40, that makes the cut as far as I'm concerned. All right. Speaking of interactions, when we talk about when people are about to undergo surgery, there's all kinds of warnings that are given out. A University of Michigan handout for surgical patients lists the following supplements to avoid prior to surgery: alpha-lipoic acid, echinacea, ginkgo biloba, L-carnosine, omega-3, acetyl-L-carnitine, ephedra, ginseng, licorice, resveratrol, cinnamon, fish oil, glucosamine, kava-kava, skullcap, chamomile, garlic, glutamine, milk thistle, St. John's wort, creatine, ginger, golden seal, multivitamins, and vitamin E. So basically, the shorthand for that is don't take anything before surgery. They're pretty much discouraging the use of supplements altogether, and this is mostly unjustified. Let's take a look this hour at some of the things that you might want to be cautious about, and next hour we'll talk about supplements that you should take for surgery. Garlic. Garlic has a platelet inhibiting effect, so ease up for a week before surgery on garlic pills like Kyolic. Ginger. There's no actual research that confirms the potential blood-thinning properties of ginger boosts the risk of surgery. In fact, ginger is beneficial for post-surgery nausea, but in an abundance of caution, maybe avoid ginger supplements before surgery. You can begin taking them immediately after to alleviate post-surgical nausea, which is a real problem. Ginkgo biloba. Well, ginkgo may slow blood clotting, so consider stopping your ginkgo at least 2 weeks before a scheduled surgery. Vitamin E. They often say stop taking vitamin E altogether. It turns out that while vitamin E is a blood thinner at high doses, most studies suggest that these effects don't develop unless you take more than 400 international units per day. And vitamin E actually plays a role in preventing immune problems and free radical damage, and it promotes wound healing. So vitamin E should be something that you take, but keep your dose sensible to maybe 100 or 200 international units per day prior to surgery. You won't have a bleeding problem from that. Kava. Well, kava is, things like kava and skullcap, hops and valerian, you're nervous before surgery. Maybe avoid these things because, they're mild sedative agents, and perhaps they could interfere with or accentuate the effects of the anesthesia you're getting. Chamomile, I wouldn't worry about. It's so mild, it's hard to imagine it could cause a problem. Milk thistle and St. John's wort, well, they slightly accelerate the metabolism of drugs, so they might weaken the effects of crucial drugs administered during surgery, so maybe stop taking those a week before an operation. Ephedra, they say stop taking it, but it's off the market anyway, but in case you're working it off an old stash, don't take it because it might raise your blood pressure, accelerate your heart rate. Licorice is a valuable herb that's part of many traditional Chinese medicine formulas. You could almost have to stop taking all Chinese medicine formulas practically, because licorice is part of the blend in many traditional Chinese medicine formulas. In high doses, has a tendency to promote sodium retention, high blood pressure, water retention, and potassium deficiency, and that might be hazardous in the delicate post-operative period. So I would say stop anything with licorice prior to surgery for 3 days. But note, this does not, I repeat, does not apply to DGL, deglycyrrhizinated licorice, that's used for GERD or stomach ulcers. That doesn't contain the glycyrrhizin that raises blood pressure and lowers potassium, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, fish oil, very important. Omega-3 fatty acids tend to get a bad rap from surgeons because of their theoretical blood-thinning effects. However, it turns out that fish oil taken at lower doses may have distinct benefits in surgery. In one study, when combined with the amino acid L-arginine, fish oil was found to reduce post-surgical inflammation in patients undergoing major colorectal and heart surgery. Other studies have found that omega-3 supplements lower the risk of postoperative atrial fibrillation in heart bypass patients by over 50%. And they had a shorter hospital stay. So, you know, you're going to have surgery. Don't slam the fish oil. Don't take, you know, six or eight fish oils. But you could take your daily fish oil capsule, maybe, you know, a week before surgery, ease up. But in my opinion, concerns about fish oil capsules, fish oil prior to surgery is overblown. So there you have it. And that's an article, by the way, at drhoffman.com. If you just Google supplements for surgery, Dr. Hoffman, or if you go to our website and put supplements for surgery in the search box, you can find the full text of this article. And in hour two of today's program, we'll talk about supplements that you should take to help you get through surgery successfully. Keep calling 888-302-3684. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.